with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Hi, everybody. My name is Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merit Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. And Monday through Friday at this time, we bring you the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, Today's Modern Worship. 10:30, I think it's 10:30 of the morning. It's on WWBC 1510 AM and 5 o'clock of an evening on back here on WMIE. And so I pray that you will enjoy this program, that the Word of God would be a blessing in your life that will impact you powerfully for the kingdom of God. So we're going to be getting into the Word of God. We're going to go back to Jeremiah, the 15th chapter today. And I want to, as you're turning there, I want to remind you about Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. If you are in Central Brevard County and your air conditioner could use some expert help, the folks at Creative AC Solutions can be a big-time blessing in your life. It is a hot one. You know, April was very hot. May was cooler. You know, but I promise you, the heat will come. I remember my very first summer that I lived in Florida, which was over 30 years ago, and I walked out side in the summertime. I worked for a department store, and I had come from a hot climate. I mean, Oklahoma gets exceptionally hot. It's nothing for us to be over 100 degrees. I'd moved here from Texas, which got even hotter, and moved here, and you know, we had experienced a mild winter, and it's like, man, this is great. I remember that summer I walked out of the department store, had to wear my suit jacket, my tie, and all of that. That was the attire of the day. And I remember feeling the oxygen just leaving my lungs because it was so hot. Can you imagine? That's the work that your air conditioner is trying to overcome. Trillions of cubic feet of air, and your air conditioner is trying to create for you a small little oasis of livable temperature inside your house. And if yours isn't keeping up, I would encourage you to not just, you know, take the, you know, I don't even know if people still distribute Yellow Pages or not, and just poke your finger on there. Don't just do a Google search and say, you know, find me air conditioning companies. Listen, there are a lot of businesses out there that do things well, and there are a number of businesses out there that are looking for their next victim. I like to know the people that I'm doing business with. At the very least, if I don't know them, I want to know people who know them. And so if you're in Central Brevard County, Creative AC Solutions does reputable work. They do upright work. They do it with skill, and they will be a blessing to you. And besides that, they love Jesus. And if you need to talk to them, you know, they'll be happy to point you to the cross. 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program, and that would be greatly appreciated. So like I said, we are getting ready to have our 68th anniversary at Merritt Assembly of God. I might have said that yesterday. I don't remember, but anyway, this coming Sunday, we're going to be celebrating 68 years that Merritt Assembly of God has been in existence. Merritt Assembly of God exists to be a blessing. We are existing because we're blessed by God to be a blessing to God, to be a blessing to God's people, to be a blessing to our family, to be a blessing to our community and to the people of the world. We want to be a blessing spiritually. We want to be a blessing relationally. We want to be a blessing that people say, you know what? When you came into my life, it was a big time blessing. You know, there are some people that when you see them, it's like, hey, it's good to see you. And then there are other times that you see people and you say, hey, and you don't really want to go back and relive that. We want to be the type of people that when you see us and when we see you, that it is a celebration of the redemption of the Lord Jesus Christ in your life and our life. And so we would like to have you come out and be a part of what God's doing. Sunday school's at 9:30 on Sunday morning. Worship is 10:30 on Sunday morning. And, you know, one of these days we're going to be able to get back up to full speed. But we are looking for ways that we're going to be able to be a blessing to our community in the days to come. And we believe that the best is before us, not behind us. So we'd love to have you come and visit us. We're going to go back to Jeremiah chapter 15. We did not get very far yesterday. We covered verses 15 and 16. And Jeremiah, at the end of verse number 18, or verse number 17, I guess that's where I'll pick up today, he writes this: I did not sit in the assembly of the mockers, nor did I rejoice. I sat alone because of your hand, for you have filled me with indignation. Why is my pain perpetual and my wound incurable, which refuses to be healed? Will you surely be to me like an unreliable stream at waters that fail? Let me just stop there just a moment and say this. There are things that I don't have the answers for. I don't have the understanding for. I don't have the ability to explain why some people get healed and some people do not. I don't know how a person can pray for someone else to be healed and they're healed, and then the person who did the praying sometimes doesn't experience their healing at all. I can't explain that. What I can tell you is that God wants to give us a peace that surpasses understanding. Here, Jeremiah says that he was living with indignation. He was living with perpetual pain. He was living with an incurable wound, and he was living in a chronic condition where healing refused to come, a body that refused to be healed. And he asked God this question: will you surely be to me like an unreliable stream, as waters that fail? Now, I want to encourage, you know, Jeremiah is being very real here. He's being very transparent. And if you boil it all down, he is actually questioning God's faithfulness. Now, I will tell you this: God is faithful. God is faithful. And he doesn't owe me an explanation. A lot of times he grants us understanding so that we know what's going on. But our trust in him is of paramount importance so that we do not miss out on what he wants to do by all of a sudden turning our situation into a blame game, about pointing our fingers at God and saying he's been unfaithful and we've been faithful. I heard something on the radio here not too long ago, and the speaker was talking about a person that was, he says, I really want to ask God, you know, with all of this poverty in the world, with all of this famine and all of these hurting people, why don't you do something about it? And the person he was with said, you know, I've oftentimes had the same question, but I haven't asked God that question because I'm afraid he would ask me the same question. Why haven't you done something about that? And I was having lunch with a friend of mine here not too long ago. We went out to eat to celebrate my birthday, and it was a great time of fellowship. And we were talking about this concept of faithfulness, where a lot of times we perceive that we have been spot on faithful, and that God is the one who hasn't been faithful. You know, I can tell you this, God's faithful. The Bible declares he's faithful. The angels in the book of Revelation says he is righteous and true. He's just in all his ways, in all his judgment. He is absolutely true. If your current situation has caused you to position yourself and say, God, I'm not sure I see your faithfulness in this situation, then I want to encourage you to do what Jeremiah did, and that is this: open up your ears and begin to hear what God has to say. He's not threatened by the accusation. I can tell you that that's not going to start the conversation off on the foot you really want it to. You really want to start your conversations with God off with praise and worship. But you can start it there. God's not threatened, and he's not going to cut you off. He's not going to hate you for it. You know, I just tell people, you know, if you go down too far that road, don't be surprised if God doesn't say, well, I've got a few questions for you myself, and you're going to answer me. That's pretty intimidating when God is the cross examiner. So, don't be questioning God's faithfulness. It doesn't have a long road to success. Here is God's response. Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you return, then I will bring you back. You shall stand before me. If you take out the precious from the vial, you shall be as my mouth. Let them return to you, but you must not return to them. And I will make you to this people a fortified bronze wall, and they will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. For I am with you to save you and deliver you, says the Lord. I will deliver you from the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem you from the grip of the terrible. And so God says to Jeremiah, look, there are some things that are going on inside of you, and I need you to get rid of them. I need you to separate that which is precious from that which is abhorrent. It's vile, it's disgusting, and it shouldn't have a part in your life. And you say, well, I might not have any of those things in my life. I can tell you that God knows what's going on inside of us more than what we know is going on inside of us. You know, long before there were MRIs and ultrasounds and PET scans and CAT scans and all of these other types of scans, God knows what's going on, not just physiologically, not just psychologically, but spiritually as well. He knows what we're going through. And he says, listen, if you will allow me to refine you, to purge you of that, he says, I am going to give you an efficiency and an efficacy, a power when you speak, that you are going to speak as a thus saith the Lord, you shall be as my mouth. What a great promise. If there's nothing that motivates you to, you know, embrace holiness in your life, the thought of being used by God for the glory of God, that ought to be enough. That ought to be enough. Listen to what God tells Jeremiah about any ramifications, any blowback that he might receive for doing the right thing. And people begin to attack him. He said, and I will make you to this people a fortified bronze wall. Now, I don't know what Jeremiah looked like as far as height and weight. You know, I have this picture of Samson. I don't picture him being the muscle-bound bodybuilder that we see him as. I think he was more spiritually empowered than he was physically empowered. And, you know, it was because of his covenant relationship with God, from his mother's relationship with God, that really caused Samson to be used as a judge to bring deliverance for the people of Israel. I don't care what your background. I believe this, that God is able to make anybody from any background who comes and kneels at the cross and says, Lord Jesus, would you forgive me of my sin? I believe that he has the ability to transform us from a fallen, wandering, visionless, directionless people to a person that God can use powerfully for the kingdom of God, to where people notice that you have a strength, that you have a tenacity that they don't find elsewhere, that they that you are able to withstand a spiritual attack in a very powerful way. Thank God that he is able to make us into what we may not be at this point in time. Okay? He says, and they will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. I believe one of the most powerful words of encouragement to believers is the word B-U-T. It does not deny that we have an enemy that wants to fight against us, that may outnumber us. It doesn't matter that they may have a tremendous track record of victory and that we look like just the next notch in their belt, if you will. But, B-U-T, they have come up against a different foe. So I did a series that I started, I believe, late April, early May, and I started off talking about worriers, W-O-R-R-I-E-R-S, worriers, people who are filled with anxiety and fret and all of that sort of stuff. I then went on and talked about worshipers, and then I preached a message on whiners and had a lot of positive feedback on that message. Nobody complained about it. That's a joke. Nobody did complain about it, but I was really just saying that as a joke. And then I moved on to warriors, W-A-R-R-I-O-R-S, warriors. You are in a spiritual warfare. I'm in a spiritual warfare. There are no casual observers. It doesn't matter if you're male or female. It doesn't matter, you know, if you're just coming to know Jesus or if you've known him for decades and decades. It doesn't know. It's spiritual warfare, even if you do not know Jesus, because Jesus is fighting, he's praying, he's interceding for people to be saved right now. There's a battle going on in your life. It's a spiritual battle. And so understand this, that when we are doing what God has called us to do and we have purified ourselves the way that God wants us to purify ourselves, and we find ourselves in contention, not just as an individual for our faith, but we are in contention for a culture and a society, for their faith, and for our relationship, our covenant relationship with God, and you're going to have an enemy that fights against that, but they shall not prevail against you. Just want to remind you, greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. And he tells Jeremiah here in Jeremiah 15 and verse number 20, the reason, 20, he tells them the reason why they will not prevail against Jeremiah. For I am with you. I am with you. I don't know if you've ever had people that they were there with you until you were at the point of getting into some trouble or some adversity, and then all of a sudden they disappeared. We're behind you about a mile. you know, they didn't want any part of that part of the relationship. They were there for the good, but not for the bad. God says, I am here. I am here for you. I am here with you. I am here during the battle, and I'm not going to leave you. You shall not be defeated, for I am with you to save you. Okay, I encourage you, make sure that as you're going on a mission for God, that you have the same attitude that Moses had. God, if you don't go with us, we ain't going. That's what Moses said. It is the presence of God that is the distinctive of God's people. Everybody has opinions, but not everyone has the presence of God. So I encourage you, treasure the presence. Treasure the presence. Here in a few days, I'm getting ready to celebrate a birthday that a person no longer gets to celebrate here on earth, because their presence is not here. They are now in the presence of the Lord. And I'm sure that that will be a very difficult day for families. But I'm here to tell you, God will never leave you. He is here. He is here with you to save you, not just spiritually, but physically as well. You look at the word salvation or to be saved, and it has much greater, what do I want to say? It permeates many different aspects of our life, much more than just the spiritual. God wants you to experience his fullness. I am with you to save you and deliver you, says the Lord. Okay? Now, there may be people who speak things into your life that don't have the power or the ability to back up those words, but I'm here to tell you that when God speaks, he has the intention, he has the resources, he has the will, he has the perseverance to bring it to pass. And there is not a weapon that is going to be formed that can withstand God's plans. His plans will not be thwarted. They will come to pass. He says, I will deliver you. And again, this is not an attack or a deliverance from evil for doing the wrong thing. This is a deliverance from evil for doing the right thing. I don't know if you've ever done the right thing and got in trouble for it, but I have. And you know what got me through that season? Knowing that I had done the right thing, that I had sought counsel from men of God and did what I was told to do. I am a man under authority, and doing the right thing and getting blowback for it was not something that I necessarily enjoyed, but the blowback wasn't going to change my mind. And it ended up being the right call. I will tell you, there are some things that God, you know, we talked earlier about Jeremiah needing to get some things out of his life. There are some things that will prevent you from getting to the next step. God wants to deliver us from the things within us that are holding us back, that is bringing about spiritual defeat in our lives. But I tell you, once we have been obedient and got those things out, God says, I'm here. You don't have to wonder if you're going to get through this. You can know you're going to get through this. I'm right here in it with you. Whether it's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and he's in the fire with you. He's never going to leave us, and he will never forsake us. He says, I will deliver you from the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem you from the grip of the terrible. Oh, man, I tell you, I worked for a pastor who was an electrician. And my grandfather did a lot of electrical work as well. He was a licensed electrician. And man, you talk about having a grip. he could strip electrical wire without a tool. He had some really stout fingernails, and he'd just rip them. The electricians use their hands a lot, and if you've ever known somebody that had a grip, this pastor that I worked for, whenever you'd shake hands with him, he'd grip your hand, and he, you know, even though he was much older than I was, he would grip your hand, and he'd let you know there's still strength in this grip. And I'm missing a finger on that hand, or the majority of a finger. And so if you get me in a grip before my hand gets all the way engaged, I mean, my fingers just crush. I mean, they just collapse. There's a man at my church, he's got an incredible grip. And when my son grew up, he's got some really large hands, and you would see them, and they would get into a grip contest, and it would just be one of those stalemate type things. I'm here to tell you that when God is with you and the enemy is boasting that he has you in a grip that he does not intend to release, that God is there to let him know, I am going to pry your fingers off of my child, and I'm going to deliver them from your grip, because they were never meant to be in your hand. They were meant to be in mine. And I will tell you what the Word of God says, that there is nothing that will be able to separate you from the love of God. Let me close today by turning over to Romans chapter 8. And verse number 37. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. See, the devil can't pry you out of God's hands, but God promises you, as his servant, he will pry you out of the devil's hands and put you in his grip, and his grip is way better. God bless you. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll be back here Monday on the Refresh Radio
program.
Thank you
for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
This is my day.